Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Diving back into it, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you on early hours. That'd be funny if we called it that when Bob is away. So Bob will be back Monday with us. Got the day off today. So Mac Morey, Dusty Likens with you all morning. Mitch Holtis joining us in about 15 minutes. Don't forget, I got to remind you, Tom Watson at 9 o'clock.
Watson, yes!
Better believe
yes.
it.
Yes.
Better believe it.
The Tom Watson.
The greatest Kansas Cityan of all time. And sorry, inside man was Denzel, not Jamie.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize. Slap on the wrist.
Still a goat.
Yeah.
Still an absolute goat.
Oh, gosh. I'm really wrong today. I am really wrong today.
Oh, no. What else?
Antonov was in Fun, not the Fray. I thought the Fray and Fun were the same because Fun sings the Tonight song, right?
Yeah.
That's my bad. I am really off today. I apologize. First hour was
okay, so
rough.
You don't think Fun's good?
I think Fun's trash. Oh. The Fray's okay. How to Save a Life, right? The piano
Fun.
Song.
Yeah, How to Save a Life. Yeah,
the Fray is okay.
Yeah, Fray's
kinda
good.
Kind of soft for me, but Fun.
Spring Fest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic foot mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sucks.
Damn. Love Fun.
Ugh. Their lead singer, Get Bent.
Yeah, if he's an a-hole, that's fair. Really good singer.
So I apologize on being absolutely horrible in the first hour. We'll try to clean it up.
Mac, turn it loose.
Yeah, that's right. And of course, somebody doesn't like Tom Watson, so perfect. Anyways, we'll have him on at 9 o'clock. It's just awesome. Everybody's got an opinion, so.
I've been pounded this week.
I got pounded in that first hour, man. That's for sure. That was bad.
The Fray sucks. Wait, never mind.
Yeah, never mind. The Fray's good. It's fun. It sucks. Yeah. Jamie Foxx is great and inside man. Never mind. It's Denzel Washington. Chiefs are going to take Jeremiah Love. No, they're not. They're going to take Reuben Bain. Are they?
I don't know.
What's worse when it comes to combine? Guys' arm size or guys' 40 time?
Gosh, they both suck.
Because we took Xavier Worthy, who has a 4.26.
BBL stinky.
In the NFL Hall of Fame are his cleats and his workout gear. And that's the only thing of Xavier Worthy that's ever going to be in the NFL Hall of Fame.
Are we going to rethink that? Is the NFL going to like start to be like, eh?
Well, until somebody runs a 4.25.
And is actually good? Because the guys who are on the top of this list, like John Ross, he wasn't good. Like these guys.
What was the guy? Darius Hayward Slay?
Yeah, Darius Hayward. Was he that fast? Was he on that list?
I think so.
Wow.
He ran like wasn't he the receiver for the Raiders? I don't know. I've been terrible this morning, so. Or did he go to Pittsburgh?
I can't remember. He had a cup of coffee in a few places. He was kind of a fail, if I remember
correctly. I know
correctly.
I consider this a failure of a career. Henry Ruggs.
Yep, Henry Ruggs. No, absolutely. Forget the off-the-field stuff. I mean, from a football perspective, that was turning out to not be a great pick. And exactly, super fast speed guy. Not that fast guys don't work. But if that's your trait, like, hey, I run fast in a straight line, turns out that's actually not great.
Without
like
pads?
Yeah, without pads on a track. Yeah, Tyreek Hill, like, he's the fastest football player. Like, forget the 40 time. I'm looking at the eye test with you in pads, side to side, moving like that. I've never seen
someone. What was Justin Jefferson's 40? Probably like 4.4.
Yeah, maybe like a high 4.4. Yeah.
Jamar Chase, same thing.
Yeah, 4.4. Maybe Jamar Chase ran a 4.3. Maybe. But yeah, Reuben Bain, I mean, the short arms thing, like, I don't know. I mentioned earlier, he's got the third shortest arms out of any defensive end to measure. One of those two, someone mentioned it earlier, was Dwight Freeney, I believe. So that's a good, you know.
Is Freeney in the Hall of Fame?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He's one of those guys that might be like French.
Hall of Very Good, maybe. Yeah.
Out of Syracuse.
Either way, great player, right? But yeah, not even 31-inch arms. I don't know if it matters. Ben Solak had some great points yesterday in a video that he posted on X, formerly Twitter, basically being like, yo, man, here's the positives, here's the negatives. You know, here's Jared Verse using his length and using him as a push-off and using that power. And here's Micah Parsons trying to do that same thing, but then having to use his arms as levers. And he's actually explaining how if you know how to do it correctly, if you are strong and if you do have good skill at the position, those short arms can actually be an advantage if you know what you're doing. So, and then showed clips of Reuben Bain doing a lot of Micah Parsons-esque things. So I don't know. I mean, this could be the thing that the Chiefs need, right? Like, could be a benefit in disguise.
Yeah, it's just, somebody says, come on, Dusty, get it together, Farmer Mike. I hear you, Farmer Mike, man. I hear you, man. Yes, I like widespread panic. But again, I'm wrong again. Xavier Worthy ran a 4.21.
What'd you say?
4.26.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah, 4.2, yeah.
And Ross ran a 4.22.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I said John Ross. Yeah.
And I know it's Hayward Bay. I said Slay because it's a common term these days. So please forgive me. But I don't know if I have that clout today to be funny about things that I know because apparently I know nothing. I drink and I know things. Dusty needs Eric Bieniemy and accountability bell this morning. All jokes. Love you guys. No. They merit them, man. They merit the jokes. I've been bad. I got to do better. You know, it's like a pitcher that gives up 4 runs in the first inning and gets yanked. How'd your performance go tonight? I was horrible. That's how the athlete I would be. I would just be straight up blunt with the media.
I was terrible.
How'd you feel? Like, that was awful. Didn't you guys watch it? How much more great would your career be if you were just like the most self-deprecating, great with media athlete, but you were still good?
Yeah, but you were like legit, real.
Like, let's say you were Cole Reagans, but instead of being like the humble, quiet guy that he is, someone's like, Mac, you know, the 2 home runs in the first and the bases loaded walk-in run in the third. Yeah, wasn't that terrible? God, that was awful. I don't know. But I do think it's interesting with like the short arm debate because it is in that regard an issue. Right? Like if Xavier Worthy doesn't run a 4.21 and runs a 4.4 flat, right? He's never a Kansas City Chief. if he runs a 4.35, is he a Kansas City Chief?
Maybe it's closer.
So what you're saying is that they were immediately attached to the 4.21 and thought arm strength of Mahomes, speed of Worthy, we can make this work.
Ooh, shiny. Yeah,
yeah, right.
100%. That was
and
it.
Then you take everything with the Reuben Bain story, right? And you're like, short arms. That means he can't really, like, you know, navigate his way in. So, like, I'll go back to the confidence level. Are you pretty confident right now that Chiefs are not going to have Reuben Bain on this roster? Who was surefire away, at least early on in the college football playoffs, like, this guy could be awesome on Kansas City. Now, he's got a teammate that's pretty damn good as well. But I think that, like, when you – it's, like, the same but, like, the opposite. Whereas, like, the 40-yard dash, if it's awesome, doesn't matter if they're strong, if they're, you know, able to stay in bounds or know the dimensions of the football field. Boy, 4.21 in a straight line, sign me up. I could make that work. But guys got everything else on the other hand when it comes to defensive linemen, strong. The tape shows that he's got it what takes. But, man, those arms. I'm out. I mean, I find that's where we're at with draft combine.
Yeah, we have two. We galaxy brain ourselves. We have 6 months. I mean, we'll talk to Mitch in 10 minutes or so about this. But we have, especially like now, we're actually getting the galaxy brain experience because most teams are the Chiefs, right? Their season's done in November, and then you've got November, you've got December, January, February, March, and April. You've got 5 months really to be thinking about this. To have Jay Binkley have 77-11 mock drafts and be like, yeah, man, this is what we're looking. Look at Caleb Downs. Now we're talking about Sonny Styles. Here's Caleb Banks. Oh, have you heard about this guy? Like, you start to overthink things and look at stuff that actually doesn't matter. And it's not that it doesn't completely matter, but you need to be the judge of, okay, how are we weighing this? Mm. Because if you look at the past pass rushers or the pass rushers in the past that the Chiefs have taken, not great examples recently, right? But FAU, taken in the first round.
So as we do this, you would take Reuben Bain over FAU today?
Damn right.
Would you take him over Karlaftis?
Yeah.
Right now. Knowing his arms are short.
Well, his arms are an inch and some change shorter than Karl. Karlaftis has got short arms, is my point. Felix Nduke's arm at more 33.5, a little bit longer, more average, more like on the average, not long. I mean, for long, Miles Garrett's got 36-inch arms if you want to have like some context.
So the greatest
there.
Defensive end of all time.
Exactly, right? Yeah. Yeah, like that's not. And then Micah Parsons has got 31 or 32-inch arms. So like he's got
short
arms.
Could be a future Hall of Famer.
Exactly. So like this is why you have to decide how much it matters. Dwight Freeney, Hall of Very Good, maybe Hall of Famer, like 30-inch arms. So how much doesn't matter. But I watch Reuben Bain, and this is stuff that doesn't matter that I start to galaxy brain myself. I look at Reuben Bain, no haircut, looking dirty, hasn't showered. This guy cares about football.
Mm.
He doesn't.
He's gritty.
He's gritty. He doesn't give a rip about any of that stuff, which I like. So I don't know.
So a guy shows up with a fresh fade, chain around his neck, pearly white teeth. You're like, can't trust him.
I'm like, yeah.
Too pretty.
Caring about the wrong stuff, Shedeur Sanders. Okay. So
he sent a horse's head to his new head coach.
Yeah,
a fake horse's head.
But yeah, I actually think Reuben Bain odds have increased to go to the Chiefs at 9 because I think other teams will be scared. And I think the Chiefs have proven in the past they don't super care about that as much.
Right. Because I'm with you. Like, I think it's one of those things where like the pre-draft is like when your parents ask you in October, what do you want for Christmas? Right. And you're like, I got 5 things, but I got one that I really, really want. But by November, the third thing on your list is now elevated to the first thing on your list because you might have seen something come out about it. And then by the time you get to December 12th, you're like, well, now the thing that was always at number 2, now I wanted to move it to number 1 because you've given yourself too much time to talk yourself out of every case scenario. Now, again, partially with the draft and mock drafts like this is there's one thing that's number 1. Everyone's ego is around mock drafts because they want to be right and they want to be right early, right? Like you go back to when Binkley was like, they're going to take this Mahomes kid out of Texas Tech. And everybody's saying, nah, I don't know, man. Like Deshaun Watson's out there from Clemson. I think he's the guy. I think that's where they're going to go. I think that's the pick that everybody was like, nah. And then it's all of a sudden like Binkley's like, well, I had him taking Patrick Mahomes in whatever, February. And it lasted the whole way. Whereas like now you're like, I think the Chiefs are going to do this. And then you see stuff develop, right? Like you see the Rashee Rice off the field news. You're like, oh man, maybe they take a wide receiver now in the 9th overall pick. And then you see Breece Hall gets the franchise tag. All right, now maybe we take the running back that everyone's saying could be the next man, right? He's in the same conversation now that they're putting out names like Gibbs, Bijan Robinson, and Ashton Gentry. I think he's better than Ashton Gentry. I think he played at a better university and a better he played better talent in college, in my opinion, than Ashton Gentry did. But again, Ashton Gentry needs offensive line in Vegas, and if he gets that, he'll be okay.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's trash.
No,
I think he's the third best on that great list. But if you were to say in like 5 years from now, not five, but if you were to say like in 3 years from now, the top running backs in the league are Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Ashton Gentry, and Jeremiah Love, and be like, oh, they took him at ninth. Nowadays, I'd remock that, and I think Jeremiah Love should have gone second to the Jets, or he should have gone third to the Cardinals, or whoever it may be.
One of the best players.
And you're like, hey, they stole that there. So I think that's part of it. Yeah, the galaxy of the mind part, the tiredness of like, okay, well, what if I do this and create content by saying the Chiefs are going to take a safety in the first round at nine? Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, our safeties kind of sucked last year. And then Spags, where does Spags go? Oh, his quarterback on the defense is the safety position. So Galaxy of the Mind, Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He will join us next here on 96.5 The Fan with Mac Morey and Dusty Likens, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is Fesco and Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Back at it here on 96.5, The Fan. Your home for Kansas City sports. Dwight Freeney, Hall of Fame, 2024.
There you go. Short arms.
And he also ran a 4.4, apparently. Yeah, he was a freak, dude, out of Syracuse.
That's nuts.
Yeah, he was like the guy you could play with back on Madden when you could just rush with the DN. Back when you were like the elementary style, and then everybody started playing with like the middle linebacker, the safety, and then that's when you knew you were done if you were playing Madden. Like, oh, you're watching my entire offense, and you're picking the ball off, and now I can no longer just bull rush with my D end and then trap you into the cover two, pick to the corner, and then see a house call. Yeah, Dwight Freeney, freak. Somebody says, who's going to catch the football, guys? Duh, Jaden Royals. But yeah, a lot of issues that the Chiefs need to, figure out. And it's that time of the year. They've had a lot of time off to look at this. They have the highest draft pick in the Veach era at 9. Prior to that, they traded down to 10 and took Patrick Mahomes in 2017. So seems like a good number. Now, we looked at past history with the 9th pick. For the most part, it's been pretty damn good defensive players.
Yeah, obviously misses here and there, but yeah, the percentage was actually...
Had like the names like Pat Surtain was in there.
Yes.
And
Leonard Floyd, I believe, was in there.
Jalen Carter in that name.
Yep.
9th overall to Philadelphia. Because that's going to piss me off if like the short arm narrative gets like Bane to drop to like the Philadelphia Eagles. Because Drew had mentioned this yesterday. He's like, watch the Eagles Bengals. Get him and just be like, yeah, or the Bengals.
And Drew.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The Eagles, yeah, exactly. They get another one. They get Jalen Carter, another one. Jalen Carter falls, and then Reuben Bain because of some stupid thing that we'll ask Mitch about, right? And see, okay, are we overthinking this? And what does he think about it? And what do the Chiefs think about it, more importantly? Because we can have, Binkley, whoever, can have any of their opinions. What does Brett Veach and Andy Reid and Spagnuolo?
Is it ironic that Binkley probably has the shortest arms of everyone here that does work? I'm not being a Richard, but I would assume Binkley has the shortest arms.
Well, I was trying to tell Spec yesterday with you, man. Let's bring back the combine. Let's get measurements in here. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's not because I think I'd win the 40-yard dash.
You know who won the first 6'10 combine?
Who?
Cody Tapp.
How?
I mean, he won it, dude. He nailed the Wonderlick.
He's a great athlete.
He is, dude. I mean, like, when you've got it, man, I mean, you do the Wonderlick and you get people to just... And then Brandon Kiley, who's now in St. Louis and used to be Carrington's producer, he won the second one, but that dude was a freak.
He was.
Oh, dude, six-pack.
I was about to say, actually.
Yeah. No, dude. Yeah, all props to Cody, man. He won the first combine. I mean, he was going up against Carrington and Binkley and Vern. Somebody says, draft Jeremiah Love, trade McDuffie. I don't think they're trading Trent McDuffie anymore, man. I don't think that's in the cards. I think they're going to lock him up. Again, that's what I said. I mean, obviously, if you listen to the first hour, I do nothing what I was talking about wrong on so many accounts. And then I said that yesterday about the Chiefs. I don't know anything what they're going to do. It's also fibbing season where they spew a lot of stuff to kind of get people to move in certain ways, playing their cards close to their chest. But, man, the way Brett Veach was talking about it, man, it was, I don't know, man. It sounded like he was going to give Trent McDuffie an extension and keep him here. I don't know if you're going to get what you want or what you think you deserve with a trade when it comes to Trent McDuffie. But we'll see. We'll see how that develops when it comes to closer time to the draft, as we'll be joined by Mitch Holtis, who is live in Indianapolis. Mac, hit his intro.
He's been the voice of Chiefs Kingdom since 1994.
Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality!
Here's Mitch Holtis on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. The voice you hear on Sundays, Thursdays, Fridays, Tuesdays, hell, Mondays sometimes with the NFL schedule these days, it is Mitch Holtis, that wonderful voice I haven't heard in quite some time, and I don't have to be focused right now. Mitch, how are you doing on this wonderful Friday?
Well, I was going to tell you, this is breaking news. I probably shouldn't, but I'm probably going to get fired for this. We're going to play Tuesday morning on Hulu.
Oh.
It'll be in Sri Lanka against the Washington Generals.
Okay. What time Tuesday morning? During 6 and 10 or after that?
Central time. No. The good thing, it'll be before your show because it'll be at 3:34 Central Time in the morning.
And that's on Hulu on Tubal.
On Hulu. That's it. Yeah. Welcome to the Chiefs world the last three or four years. Anyway, now Indianapolis has been good. Honestly, full disclosure, 33 years in this league, my first combine.
I'd always been
college basketball. Yeah, college basketball
for
40 years.
Dang.
And so I 20 games packed in 20 days or 25 days. Or we had these Super Bowl runs. And so it's like, whoa, okay, what are we doing here? It's been great. But I'm going to tell you, it's been revealing to me because the combine, you've heard like the Rams didn't go and let's just do away with it. The informal stuff is the most important things that happen at the combine. It's not the shuttle run or the 40-yard dash. That's kind of for the fans. For the league and the GMs and the coaches, it's more about the interviews, the informal interviews, the bumps, wink, wink, nod, nod. Oh, hey, it's the agent for Bob Fesco. Hey, Ralph, how you doing, man? How's it going? What do you think? And so there's just a lot going on. Remember the old movie Jerry Maguire?
Mm-hmm.
And the draft scene where they're all like, they're taking Cuba Gooding Jr. through the, like, parading him through the hallways.
Yeah, Rod Tidwell.
What it was like. Yeah, that's it. Rod Tidwell was actually there. I think he's going to go in the third round. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it was an interesting time. It's just more of that, especially the medicals. Mm-hmm. We can get into that. But the medicals in this day and age are critical. As they always are, but you can't get the information. Guys go to five different schools. And so at the combine, the medicals become paramount. So it's been fascinating for me to still call this in.
Yeah, Mitch, it's kind of hard to believe a lot this time of the year. I think you probably know that more than anybody. I mean, you're dialed into this team. I've seen the off-season Bible that you bring into the studio every once in a while. Like, when you see guys like Reuben Bain get criticized for his arm length. Like, this is your first combine. Like, what was the buzz around that yesterday? Because that seemed like the biggest story that came out yesterday, other than Aaron Glenn falling asleep.
Yeah, I told Matt McMullen, you guys know Matt, you have him on.
Yeah.
I said, when I saw those measurements, I go, Matt, this is going to be the biggest story of the day. And it did turn out that way. You have to kind of funnel it all in. You can't react knee-jerk to it, but you also can't ignore it. I'll give you the other side of this is Cassius Howell, the Rockhurst kid. Now, a little undersized, if you look at all the metrics. He started at Bowling Green, and then he ended up at Texas A&M, but his measurements came out, which I think will move him up. He could be mid to late first round. But in the case of Bane, you can't ignore it because you do want reach from a edge defender. And I'll tell you why. The ball comes out so fast now. The offenses have changed. If people have not had a chance to see a couple things here, and I know I'm cross-promoting, but this gets in – if people are driving around and they want to listen to this podcast, we do a podcast. We did it posted yesterday, the day before, and then we did a live show in primetime Wednesday night. Yes. And we get into the fact that the league has changed so much and no one's talking about it. I've talked about it a little bit with you guys. But here's the thing. To try to negate the speed rushers, they're so good and such like Olympic 400-meter runners that the ball's got to come out. It's got to come out fast. And so the reach is important because disrupting a pass or knocking it down right now is almost as effective as a sack, and especially the way the game is played. So, again, the reach is important. Is it everything? No. When you look at Bane's tape, that's what you have to trust here is his tape because he's dynamic. But does that translate to the NFL? That's the discussion everybody's having today around the league.
Mitch, what are you getting? Because we talked to Nate Taylor yesterday about the Jeremiah Love buzz, and he basically told us, guys, I haven't heard a bad thing about the kid. It's got to be as advertised. What are you getting buzz-wise around Jeremiah Love?
I haven't heard a bad thing about him. I think he's as good as advertised.
Yeah.
The issue here, you guys, is that he's the only one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't mean that to spoon. We might take a running back in the third round. But after Love, I mean, you go down to Price, his teammate, but that's going to be late second. So, and here's the other phenomenon I hadn't really thought about. I think the Players Association is really smart to have free agency before the draft, because right now, if you're the Chiefs and you're looking for a running back and you're thinking, man, Love would fit this offense, it'd be great. Are you going to wait till the end of April and watch everything fly by here in the next 2 weeks? Or are you going to say, we're going to make this our priority because I can't take the chance that Love will be there at 9, which I don't think he will be. He's going to come off the board before that, probably at 8, maybe 7. But after Love, if you're looking for a running back, you better go to the free agency market.
Yeah, we've heard this week that he could be right there with Saquon Barkley if they were coming out of the same draft as far as prospects are concerned. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Okay. What I like is his versatility and his ability to be a factor in the passing game. And that's what the NFL has become is with this new era, at least for a while, until it all adjusts back. But this isn't the 2019 Chiefs anymore. This is people playing two deep safety at 40% rates, and we're going to – ball's coming out fast. We'll run bubble tunnel screens. We'll also have designed kind of tricky plays to the running back, which are disguised screens. The Broncos did a really good job running these. Somebody else did a great job. Actually, the Patriots did. But with Love's case – he can be an all-purpose guy. He's not just, hey, I'm going to run inside the tackles and be King Henry here. He's got the ability to be a pass receiver and an all-purpose guy. And that's where I think that he just immediately affects your offensive iPad because it's not just your run plays, it's your pass plays.
And then a Chiefs fan favorite that we've heard a lot about, social media, we get in the text line all the time, Emmett Johnson out of Nebraska. What do you think about him?
Mm-hmm. You know, he could be... You always hear this is a cliche value pick, but I think that's where he comes into play here. You know, he's not going to blaze the 40 time, I don't think, but he's a guy that's been highly productive. He's a guy that also can be involved in the passing game. His game against Cincinnati at Arrowhead when he busted a hundo, but you're looking at a guy that can be some all-purpose, 46 receptions in 2025. As a running back, you're going to look at the rushing and receiving totals both because if it's just one or the other, they become a specialty back. If you're going to have a three-down back, you got to have both.
Mitch, I want you to do me a favor here and put like on your general manager glasses, because I believe that all these general managers have traits that they stand by, or maybe it's like their core values. Can you take a running back with the 9th overall pick if you're the GM of this team?
It's really funny how the NFL changes. 3 years ago, no, they would have put you up on a stick. But after Barkley's 2,000-yard season, now it's back to being in vogue again. That, and then what I've said, the league changed so much of the year, last year and a half, and honestly, much of the pundits didn't really talk about it. It was disguised. And next week, we're going to have Cynthia Freeland on. I think she's just awesome. Her and I talked about it formally and off camera, if you will, or off mic, and she just went off on that, how the league changed, how it's changed, and, you know, it's probably going to cycle back somewhere when the offense is figured out. Mm. But now it's okay to take a running back because teams are playing. They're going to rush four. I'm going to drop two back in coverage. Dare it, run it, or throw it to your running back. But now some of the offenses are getting tricky with, oh, I'm going to run, I'll throw a three-yard dig route, or, oh, I'm going to pass, and then I'm going to run it. Mm-hmm. But it's still based on control. That's why the Chiefs, to improve, and I know I've harped on this, and Spags will figure this out, but teams just held the ball on us all year last year and then scored. Mm-hmm. We were last in the league in allowing scores at the end of long drives. And 4.5 minutes were the average scoring drive against the Chiefs last year, and that was at the bottom of the league. So what teams do? They play to control, score in the red zone. We had the ball for 8 minutes. You only have 7 minutes, Mahomes, do something with it. So that's what comes into play of where the running back then becomes a weapon. So as a general manager, you're asking me, do I take a running back at 9? Yeah, if it's the right guy. If Love's there, he'll be hard to turn down. Not saying Brett will take him. But they're working really hard scouring what's there in the running back class. And I know the Jets are going to tag Breece Hall. Mm. That'll make him too expensive. But, you know, we can talk about Algier. We can talk about ETN. There's others that, and if Love comes off the board, you better have insurance for that and have your running back room pretty much put together going into the draft.
You look at the Chiefs. Is their major focus of fixing what didn't go well last year, getting that safety that tends to be the quarterback for Spags, or is it maybe reinventing that defensive line to get pressure to make safeties maybe that you have a little bit better?
Become more like the Seattle Seahawks. All three levels. You got killers at all three levels. And that's what you can become or try to become. So that's why I'm saying don't discount at 9 taking even a DB. If you feel like you can get or even maneuver a trade, maybe you could even trade down. Or at 40, what do you get for an impact up front defender? I'm saying there's also awesome DBs that are going to be sitting there at 9. Here's where we can get tricked too with the NFL, and we talked about putting a letter by a guy. To put an S by Caleb Downs is really a misnomer, because in the world of fans are like, oh, he's a safety. You can't take a safety at 9. You can take Caleb Downs, who looks more like a corner than a safety. He looks more like, it's like Arvell Reese is, to me, much more of an edge rusher, impact player than mm-hmm. putting an LB by him and think he's like some middle linebacker type guy. So DeSore, the kid from LSU who was at Virginia Tech, I love him. Watch his video. He is like a Spags corner deluxe. And don't forget, where was Patrick Surtain the second taken?
9th.
Number 9
mm-hmm.
For the Broncos. And he started to change that defense into being an elite defense. So don't discount or gag if there's a DB taken at 9 who can immediately impact your team in 26 and beyond.
How much of free agency? I mean, it always has an impact. You're trying to refine the roster. But, I mean, with the Chiefs, where it feels like you can go down the list on the 53 and go, there ain't 53 here, and every position feels like a need. How much of free agency is going to dictate where they go in the draft? Like, if they decide to go chase a Bosa or a Jalen Phillips, or what if they go the Rico Dowdle, Tyler Algier route, does that change what pick 9 is?
Best question in the morning, and we didn't do the mid-major trivia question. But you're dead on there. You don't want to tip your hand. But there's a whole bunch of ways you can go at nine here. And heck, what you want at nine, where what that player should be is a day one, snap one, I can help win the game the opening week of the season and then become a Pro Bowler within 2 to 3 years. It's the Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. But if you take it at nine, that's what you want. Is that a corner? Could be a safety if it's a guy like Downs. It could be Bain. It could be Bailey. Who's going to drop to you there? So any of those guys, they've got to be a Pro Bowler, minimum, if you're picking at nine. Now, in free agency, yeah. So, but the Chiefs are a little bit hamstrung, don't have all of the cap room. Like Cynthia was telling me yesterday, like the Raiders – I think they're like below the floor. Like they've got to spend $30 million by Tuesday or they're going to be in trouble. Like, so there's some teams that have just all this money to spend. Some have to be very creative, and that's where Brett Veach is right now, and Chris Shea and the others, which is just, God, these guys are brilliant. I just don't want to take them for granted. But you're right. So this is one or the other. And free agency – at certain spots, just like I said, running back, you can't count on running back in this draft to get you a day one, win the game on the first week kind of guy. You can in free agency. And so it's both.
Mitch, I want to ask you, because we're on the topic of free agency, is there a guy out there, because I think a lot of people out there are like, man, Mike Evans would look great in the red zone with Patrick Mahomes. Is there a guy out there that's like a – you know, your mom came down and said, what do you want for Christmas? And you might as well just throw out something that you may not get, but there's a chance that it could happen. Is there that guy for you in free agency this year?
But let me give you the surge. Oh, free agency? Yes. So let me give you the Surgeon General's warning here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think you were going to get something for Christmas and didn't get it?
Yes.
Okay, just keep that like, okay, because I'm going to give you an answer, but I also have to prepare my heart, soul, and mind that we're not going to get him.
Right.
Travis Etienne.
Okay.
Mm. If you told me right now, Travis, I'm buying all you guys breakfast after the show.
Like, oh, nice.
If you give me Travis Etienne, day one, snap one, the defense has to account for him as a runner and a receiver. And he does not have to do it all. Now, honorable mention to Algier of Atlanta. I think he's underrated. And there's something to him. And I remember getting ready to play him 2 years ago. And I didn't, you know, study him a lot. But that week I'm going, like, this guy's pretty good. And he would look good in red, white, and gold. So not as flashy maybe as ETN, but could be effective. Day one, game one, snap one, the defense is going, oh, crap, the Chiefs have this guy. That's what I want. And I'll take either one of those guys.
No doubt.
We've talked running back and defense. This team still does have to throw the ball. Obviously, we can talk later about the Rashee Rice situation and what those allegations mean for this team. But two receivers that we know are going to be on this team for the full season in Xavier Worthy and Jalen Royals, is that a Mike Evans free agency? Is that a keep Tyquan Thornton situation? Maybe that and a Carnell Tate, McKeilman? Where are you at with those guys in the draft?
I'll put a Blacken in the Oval, all of the above. It's all of that. And that position is almost a discussion in and of itself, because of the dynamics that you laid out. Now, the testing of Bain became today's story. Mm. The testing of Mekhi Lemon will be the story after he tests. Because Mekhi Lemon, to me, okay, let's back up the truck talking about wide receiver. Here's the other global discussion. I think I had this Matt Miller, Matt McMullen, and I had it with Matt Miller of ESPN, or was it... might have been Mark Ross of NFL Network. Okay. The league change in the – who are the top two receivers in the league? Jackson Smith and Jigba and Puka Nacua. What did they run at the combine? What's their 40 time? 4.55. Mm-hmm. Right? This isn't worthy busting a 4.21. Okay. Mekhi Lemon, how big is he? Is he 5'11"? Is he 5'8"? Is he 6 foot? We don't know. We're going to find out. He's going to measure. Toughness, route runner. Go back to a tweet that I had after the Chad O'Shea. I don't know if you guys got to watch the Chad O'Shea Defending the Kingdom that Matt and I did, the new wide receivers coach.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got kind of fired up about that because of what Chad's going to bring to the room. But I put down, going into the draft, look at these things. Who's going to make a tight window tough catch? Who's going to make a tight with Hufanga 2 inches from you, but Pat's going to put the ball where it can be caught. Who's going to catch it, knowing they're going to get hit by Hufanga, or who can catch it, maybe make Hufanga miss in the next fraction of a second and get 7 more yards. I just defined Puka Nacua and Jackson Smith and Jigba of 2025. Now, I love Lemon in that regard because he looks like a young Juju Smith-Schuster. He looks like a little bit of a could-be a Puka Nacua, but what's he going to measure, 5'8"? I don't know. Now, Tyson's there too. People are in love with Tyson. There's an explosive element to him. His medicals are going to determine a lot. It goes back to getting an accurate medical read because he wasn't always, he was at Colorado before he was at Arizona State. So what do we have on getting a read on medical and the character of the guy? Tate feels like, you know, a bigger version of Lemon, but there's some drops in there. It's not necessarily a guy that, does he look like Puka Nacua? Maybe so. I don't know. But he looks more like a run, let's go numbers to boundary, let's throw the ball deep. And that's where the deep throws are coming from now in this new era of football, is the, if you're taking your shot, you're going numbers to boundary. Because in the middle, their safety's waiting for it. And we saw it all throughout the playoffs. We saw it all throughout the season. I like Tate. I don't think he'll be there. But I just want to see the Lemon measurements because I'd get super fired up if Mekhi Lemon's walking into that wide receiver room going, I will give you 80 catches. I'll give you 1,000 yards. I'm going to give you first downs. I'm going to give you yards after catch. And I'll be a compliment to the other guys you mentioned in that wide receiver room.
Mitch, continue to enjoy Indianapolis for the first time. That was the news that broke today. I didn't know you'd never been there before, so I'm glad that you finally get to experience that, and I hope you enjoy it down there.
Yeah, get ready. Tuesday morning, Sri Lanka, Hulu. all right, Mac, here we go, buddy. You ready?
I was born ready. Let's do it.
Mike DeVito.
Oh, wow, you're just giving me players now. We've switched it up. Mike DeVito.
Because we're playing mid-major.
Because we're playing mid-major.
Mac mid-major.
Oh, dude, I don't know. Do they still start with M's or no? Montana State.
Oh, they're M's. They're all M's. Okay. I'm going to stay in the rules here.
Okay.
Blue and black. We don't have Bob there to screw this up.
No, Mike's off no matter what. And I've got it, but I'm not saying it.
Okay, you know it.
Yeah.
Oh, he may have Googled it over there.
I did, for sure.
Mississippi.
Oh, 3, 2, 1. And Black Bears.
Yeah, University of Maine.
Dang.
Yep. Great fight song. Play it.
Okay, yeah, we'll play it on the way back, yeah.
Raise a stein for dear old Maine.
I love it,
Sing
Mitch.
Till the rafters ring. So, great fight song, but I hated it because Osborne, one of our arch rivals 30 miles south, played it. But I love it after I left Osborne.
Great player, too. So, love Mike DeVito.
He's the best.
All right, Mitch, we'll talk to you soon.
Mitch, thanks, man.
Stay focused, boys.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
That is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. We'll go back to what he had to say a little bit later on. And, Mac, I think you're his favorite. But coming up, it's Mac's favorite, one word, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Terry Hardee's is closed.
Well, that's done.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan. One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
1, 2, 3.
Oatmeal raisin.
Oh, yeah. One word on a Friday. Myself and Dusty Likens with you until 10 a.m. We're having a blast. Just talked to Mitch Holtis for 20 minutes. Great interview.
Fantastic.
Super good insight. Loved it all. We'll play some cuts of that later on in the show and reflect back on some stuff he said. Let's reflect on something that the Hawks are doing on March 16th against the Magic.
Bringing Trae Young back?
Magic City Monday. So they are.
Is that the name of that strip club?
That's the
in
name
Atlanta?
Of the strip club in Atlanta with the wings. They are selling Magic City sweatshirts with the Hawks logo on the sleeve. And that is March 16th against the Orlando Magic.
Ooh.
One word.
Interesting.
One word.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta. Magic City. magic.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Marketing. Selling.
What the hell was that?
Everyone's name on their jersey just be Lemon Pepper.
Yes.
That's great.
It's awesome. No, it's great. And also, way to go, Magic City. It seems like they totally know who they are. We got wings, baby.
Yeah, and thighs.
And
breasts. And ass. I still think everyone.
That I'm hard.
Yeah, I think everyone should definitely go watch the Bill Maher and Marshawn Lynch interview.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it is insane. Super not political. I know where Bill Maher kind of like, you know, draws himself as like a political activist, but like none of it. It is literally none of that, and it is brilliant. And they do talk about strip clubs. And he's like, "You was in over your head. It was literally on top of my head." He's like, "Ass, man."
Ass. Different strokes for different folks. Giancarlo Stanton, man, this is rough. Elbow injury. He said, quote, "I can't open a bottle. I can't open a bag of chips. A bag of anything. That's the way it is." One word on the Yankee.
Yeah. Concerning would be the easy way out, because I brought this up yesterday because I'm like, you know, some of these stuff these days on the internet, you just can't believe, right? Like most, since the internet's been around, it's like, I don't know if that's true. And like, you have to like go find all the, and then it was like, you find one and it's on like talk and baseball. Then you find another one. And it's all this. I mean, it's real. I mean, that is brutal, dude. If you can't, I mean, opening chips, can't even like, you know, explode the bag, you know, where you like, you just have it be an air pocket. Then not even that. You want to know a fun stat about Josh Verner?
Oh, yeah.
Every please. Bag of chips he gets, he opens upside down.
Because the salt and the stuff?
Everything shuffles back, and he opens it from the bottom. Josh Verner's On Deck
so
show
smart.
Was on last night, 6-9.
Damn it. He's
you
so
missed
good.
It. He had Bobby Witt Jr., and he had Carlos Estevez, and that's every Thursday here at 6 o'clock with Josh Verner's On Deck show. Yeah, he's the smartest man alive.
He's just the man. He impresses me in a new way every
day.
He
wears hats even though he decided himself to go bald. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I didn't see this an hour ago. Dallas Cowboys plan to place the franchise tag on wide receiver George Pickens today. One word.
Expected?
Yeah. Yeah, we thought this was coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, he's good. Not great. He's good.
I mean, I bet Dak probably like, dude, just pick this up. Do it again.
Yeah.
Jerry will pay
Trust
you.
Trust me, Jerry will pay you.
He loves offense.
Yes. Exactly.
Hates defense. Look at Micah. Look at you. Look at us. You know?
Offense, defense, Todd Monken, Shador Sanders. Shador got Todd Monken a birthday present, new head coach of the Cleveland Browns. This was Todd Monken explaining it.
In fact, for my birthday, I got this package.
Malone?
I thought it was for my wife. It's like this package and opens it up. It's like this porcelain, like horse head. And it's from Shador. He sent me a gift on my birthday, and I asked him, I said, what was the meaning? He said, well, I just really liked it. He said, I got myself one. I said, well, great. In fact,
one word.
Confused. Why would Shador give himself? Because, like,
what?
The Godfather, right? That's what I thought representing.
There's no way.
He's not that
he
clever?
Just, no.
You don't think his dad showed him The Godfather?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I'll give Dion some credit. You're right.
But I mean, like, when he says that he has one too, I'm like, he's lying. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Which I think is clever and confusing, because it's clever if he did it from The Godfather and then just lied and said he had one. It's confusing if he's like, yeah, dude, we're just a couple dudes rocking some porcelain horses' heads. Sup, man?
Sup, dude? And I just love Todd. He's like, yeah, so yeah, that's it. Got me horse head.
Yeah, cool. Todd Monken sounds like a guy that talks in every single clubhouse after a round of golf with everyone at the table. No, you bogeyed. It's like, oh. All right, Todd.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We talked about it a little earlier. Head coach, GM, I mean, report card grades are now fully leaking. Or full report card grades for NFL teams are leaking. They said, hey, we're not going to publicize these anymore, basically because owners were embarrassed. One word on head coach report card grade leaks. Andy Reid went down from an A+ to NA. Other guys who received an A, Ben Johnson, Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, Mike Vrabel, Aaron Glenn, Nick Sirianni, Mike Tomlin, Mike McDonald. One word.
I mean, A for awesome. I mean, as long as, like, you just had this one bad year and it was just a lot that went wrong, but yet you still have everybody's back around you. Because, I mean, we saw that the other grades on the list, and Andy Reid far and away, I mean, the highest graded person on that list. So, I mean, I think when you look at everything that he presents, like, yes, the knowledge is there. It's one bad year. It's a hiccup, we hope. We hope it's not, you know, like Colin Cowher was saying, like, too many holes. Coach getting older. He's 68. Can he still do it? You would hope that that gets fixed. But one thing that you, which is awesome, and I think is underappreciated that you don't have to worry about fixing, is Andy Reid himself as a human. So A for awesome.
Yeah, valedictorian, right? I mean, you said it. It's a good point. It is impressive with how depressing this year was and how bad, down bad the vibes were.
Which makes it that much more important to be that person.
To be that guy.
And be like, man, this sucks. It does,
yeah, it
but
does,
hey,
man. You know, we're going to get there lesson. And keep working. And yeah, exactly. To remain positive and keep those guys. I mean, he has relationships with them, which goes beyond, hey, we're 6-11.
You had coaches getting fired calling him about advice.
Literally. Literally.
So, I mean,
NBC bringing back its classic NBA coverage broadcast March 3rd as Bob Costas, Doug Collins, and Mike Fratello are going to call Spurs versus Sixers. It'll tip off with an hour-long NBA Showtime hosted by Hannah Storm alongside Isaiah Thomas and PJ Carlesimo.
Sure. Is this a one-time thing?
Sounds like it.
That's fine.
You're fine with it one
Nostalgia.
Time?
Nostalgia. Yeah, one time, I'm good. But I don't need...
You don't need this every time.
I don't need this every Sunday night or every, like, Saturday night.
Yeah.
I'm good with it just being a one-time thing.
That's
it's
fair.
It's like the when they do baseball at the Field of Dreams. Or they do like the...
Keep it special. Keep it rare.
One time.
Yeah.
Do it. Then it can be something that you look forward to every year instead of trying to overdo it and then it becomes stale fast.
It'll lose its luster so
quickly. Very quickly.
That's fair. You're right. I'm really excited to see Doug Collins and Bob Costas. But if that was every week, it'd be like, all right.
It doesn't have the same
appeal. It's not the same anymore. Yeah. Last sticking here in KC, baby. College game day. Coming to KC for the Big 12 tournament on Saturday.
Of course they are.
Brett Yormack, Big 12 commissioner, GOAT. Sports commissioner in college, by the way.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
He says, as the second best basketball league in America behind the NBA, the Big 12 looks forward to hosting ESPN College Game Day.
Yeah, first time in 20 years they've been here.
Second best basketball league in the world, he said, behind the NBA.
The Big 12? I mean, who are the who's the first and second pick in the draft?
Yeah,
no, where they play?
Yeah. I ain't saying he's wrong. I just love that's part of the reason I like this guy.
He makes takes and stands on them.
Drops it on the table, baby. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, look, you have Bill Self alone in Kansas. You have A.J. DeBanza at BYU. You've got Iowa State, who's fun because their fan base is kind of fun to continue to watch them, you know, pour out their support. Houston's up there.
Still
right?
Really good, yeah.
Arizona might be the best team in the land.
Exactly.
It's them, Michigan, or Duke. I don't know. Pick your poison. Those are three of the number one seeds in the tournament. KU plays Arizona this weekend. Plus, once you get past, Wednesday at the Big 12 tournament, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is electric.
Ooh, baby.
I know that I'm hard. Absolutely should be. I don't know why you wouldn't be, because it is going to be a fun, fun conference tournament. So it's really going to get you into that. Because like Saturday tomorrow is, we'll talk about more.
Electric.
Right? So
electric.
We'll leave it there. We'll come back and talk about college basketball. And can it sustain what it's currently doing here today in the world of college basketball? 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. And you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2-cubic foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.